Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Panorama Junior Shekinah Hayworth about her experience participating at the International Space Settlement Design Competition at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. This is part two of a two-part interview. How did you advance from the Houston competition to Florida? You said there was like a percentage of the team that went?
So there's 60 people on our team, and our president got to choose the top 12 people. And then there were also 12 alternates. So I was an alternate because I didn't really do too much special things at that competition. But I was still an alternate, which is a huge honor as well. And so since like they had enough slots available and enough people on the original list couldn't go, then they let the alternates go too. So then that's how I got the opportunity to go to Florida too.
When was the competition in Florida? And I'm blanking on what city that the Kennedy Space Center is in.
It's in Orlando, or it's Titusville technically, but Orlando area. And that was end of July.
It sounds like it was a short span of time. Were you only there for a couple days?
Yeah, I arrived Thursday night and left Tuesday morning.
You said you were a presenter. Of course, you won the, I forgot, was it?
Best female presenter.
Yes.
It's called like the Jingle Lutz Award.
And that you did some marketing, but if you can explain a bit more of what your job entailed at Florida.
So my job was vice president of marketing and business. So I had like a team of, there was eight of them. And so we were in charge of organizing the RFP, the request for proposal, into like our presentation flow. Because they don't want you to just go through the RFP in order. So like organizing like how we're going to make this flow, formatting everything, making sure the slides aren't wordy, making sure we have all the images we need. And we were also in charge of making a Gantt chart, which is just like the timeline for how long everything is going to take to make. And we were in charge of budgeting, like how much everything was going to cost. Yeah, those were our main responsibilities. And then I just helped like run everything else too, because towards the beginning of the competition, our department doesn't have as much to do because of we need information from all the other departments and we don't have that yet. So we were just like preparing, we designed our slides and like our logo. And then I just was in charge of delegating everything to all of the other people. And yeah, that was my main responsibilities. It was stressful, but we had an amazing group that made it all flow very well.
And 60 people, I mean, that sounds like a real world operation, a company, a design firm, if you will. So if you can explain a little bit about the settlement itself, what the hypothetical scenario was for it and how many people it would house.
So our settlement at the Florida one, it was just, there's not really a specific reason we needed it. It was just making it to make it and try to get people to live there. So we had different, it was called Baldurel, which is named after a Norse god. We didn't choose that, they chose that. And we had six or seven kind of beehive looking like domes that were all interconnected. We had shipping ports, and I think ours could house, I want to say 10 or 20,000 people, and then it had like capacity to grow and house more people. And so we had three different types of housing. We had like apartments and more like luxury style homes, and it was built in a canyon kind of on the moon, which is like a big factor of getting things into the canyon. And it was just be able to like live there like you would on Earth. And people would have jobs. There was an industrial park so people could start businesses there, and they're just basically reliving the Earth on the moon.
And did you have any Panorama teachers there with you at either of the trips?
At the Texas one, Carla Church was with us, and at the Florida one, she wasn't able to come.
And so you mentioned that you wish to major in aerospace engineering and business administration. So are you kind of thinking like you would like to have to work in real life and doing the kinds of work that you did for these competitions?
Yeah, for sure. Before I did the first one in Texas, I wanted to be a lawyer. And then after that, I had been thinking about changing that because writing isn't necessarily my favorite thing, and I really like math. And so after the Texas competition, I like was leaning towards engineering. And then after the Florida competition, I just fell in love with aerospace engineering. And if I could do like exactly the role I did there like the rest of my life, I would be so happy. It's very stressful, but like I kind of thrive under those circumstances.
And what else is it about aerospace engineering that excites you?
I think there's just so much unknown that's like left to explore, and you get to work with some of like the smartest people in the world and discover like amazing things, and there's just so much unknown left in that field. Like, some of the other fields, it might seem like, well, you kind of, like, already know. Like, you're not always, like, discovering something new. But with aerospace, I feel like I could be helping. Because, I mean, like, being an astronaut would be cool, but that's not, like, something I really want to do physically. Like, I'm not quite capable of that. But I think it would be cool just to design the things they are. There's so many things where our country's working towards. And at the NASA competition, they kind of told us that they're like trying to prepare us for the real world and like looking at our ideas actually to see if any of them have any like way that they could really come true. And like just knowing that those kind of things are possible, possibly someday, because we were set in the year 2054 and then the year 2060 at the Florida one. So we had new technologies, and just like making some of those things come true would be really awesome.
And so are there any other similar competitions you're hoping to be a part of, or are you anticipating February when you can apply again for the Houston competition?
I'm waiting for, like, apply again. I don't know of any other competitions. There might be some if I live closer to one of the space centers, but there's not really a lot of space and stuff in Iowa. But I'm waiting for the April competition again.
Was there anyone for your family or the school that kind of helped make it possible that you could go to these competitions?
Definitely Mrs. Church made it possible. Like, I would have never applied as a sophomore if it wasn't for her. My parents wouldn't have let me go if it wasn't for her, just because they wanted me to be safe. She definitely made it possible. And then at the Florida competition, I became really close with one of my CEOs. Her name's Sam Mintz. And she was just super awesome. She really cared about me because I was having some breathing problems at the competition. And our vice president of engineering wasn't very understanding of that. So I was like, I hadn't slept in about 30 hours. And so our president and Sam both wanted me to sleep for a while because I was having a lot of problems breathing. And then our vice president came into my room and told me that if I fell asleep, he was going to replace me, even though we were equals and he couldn't do that. And so she ended up kicking everyone out of our room so I could sleep a couple hours later, because I really needed that. And she was just super awesome and caring and like helped me out a lot, just like organizing all my thoughts and keeping my stress under control.
Anything else from the experience at the Kennedy Space Center or the trip that you want to mention?
I would definitely recommend applying for it and trying to go if that's like an opportunity where you're at, or even just going and touring one of the space centers and seeing like all the amazing things our country and has done, and working together with all the other countries isn't really something you can see very often because our countries usually keep to themselves.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Panorama Junior Shekinah Hayworth about her experience participating at the International Space Settlement Design Competition at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.